In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. For us moderns, Jesus' use of terms of agrarian setting, like yoke and heavy and light burdens, taking rest, may require some explanations to understand its fuller meaning and significance. In India, where I grew up, beasts of burden were a common sight. Yoke is an implement to harness two oxen or buffaloes over their neck and attach to a plow or a cart for them to pull. I've seen farmers thrusting plows deep into the dirt while making these animals pull it through the paddy fields, making furrows. It is hard work, both for the farmers and the animals, especially when it is done in the hot and humid conditions of southern India and on uneven terrains. Taking frequent rest is a must in this type of work, but that is often considered a luxury with the limited time they have to prepare the fields for sowing. Jesus, growing up as a carpenter's son, knew a thing or two about making yokes, which when not made well, can be even harder than intended on the animals. When Jesus said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light," he was using the term yoke to compare the gentle requirements of the kingdom of God to the oppressive demands of the Jewish law followed by the scribes and Pharisees. The yoke also represented the imperial Roman political and economic oppression the Jewish population was under during Jesus' time. To conform to the will of Jesus means living in freedom according to God's purposes, which brings rest to the soul. For a people who are harnessed by the political and economic yoke of exploitation of Rome and controlled by the legal and spiritual yoke of the religious hierarchy, these soothing words of Jesus were like a balm and were most, most welcome. Even for Paul, a person of great spiritual maturity and a giant in faith, the yoke of the law was burdensome. In our reading for today from Romans, Paul quite movingly describes his personal heavy burden that strikes a chord with all of us. We could clearly see and identify with the internal struggle Paul is experiencing between the reason of his conscious mind and his unconscious impulses. He says, "I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate." This was the yoke Paul was harnessed with and the burden he was carrying. However, in the end, Paul acknowledges that it is God in Jesus Christ who brings deliverance to all who are burdened by sin. What are our yokes? What are our burdens? What are we burdened with this morning? Where and how do we find rest from our worries and our weariness? How do we hear this morning Jesus' invitation? Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Are our burdens and worries keeping us from coming to rest in God? Resting in God reminds me of my life during the years I was an insurance agent. There was a time in my life, this was a time in my life where I lived a 24/7 life, the proverbial rat race. I was so harried, so stressed, so busy, the pressure of meeting my quota, the pressure of making a living. So busy that I didn't even have time sometimes, some days, to sit down and eat. I remember times when I would buy a Mac from the drive-through window and chow it down while driving to my next appointment. Once or twice, I even had ketchup and other gooey stuff on my tie and shirt, which I had to clean it up before meeting the clients. And after all that frantic pace, my sales weren't great to write home about either. Those days I remember, coming home late in the evening, tired and exhausted. I cherished the thought of changing into my comfortable Indian clothing, plopping down on the sofa in the living room, feeling relaxed. Finally, I could be free to be my authentic self. I don't have to pretend, I don't have to wear any mask to look good to others. I was home where I belonged, where I'm not judged. My accent is not marked. I am accepted, my home. I am loved. I was in a judgment-free zone. No intimidation. No sense of failure. It was finally the time for Susan and I could sit down and share with each other how our day had been. So taking rest in God reminds me of that time in the evening of a busy day after busy day. Oftentimes, it is our worries and our weariness that keep us from coming home to rest, coming to Jesus, coming to God. Our brokenness, our vulnerabilities, our addictions, even small things in life are often what keep us from fully engaged in the kingdom of God, that place of light and truth. I don't know how many of you have seen the movie, the Cars 2, the computer animated action comedy spy movie of 2011, released by Disney. The central character in that movie is a tow truck by name Tow Mater, whose best friend is Lightning McQueen, a red sports car. Unlike Lightning McQueen, who is polished, sleek, and shiny, Tomater is a rusty, unsophisticated, and unpolished, not just physically, socially too. In the twist and turn of the plot of the movie, Tomater got caught up in an international spy adventure and needs to have his appearance changed. He's willing to be different color, to lose the rust, and even have a shiny paint job. But when he is told that they need to repair his dents so the ploy would work, he refused. He says those dents aren't for looks. Each one of those dents reminds me of my close calls, usually with my best friend. Those dents may make me imperfect, but they are part of me. Those dents are part of me. Friends, in a few minutes, we will be invited to the Lord's table. This invitation is to everyone in the church, regardless of where you are, where we are in our faith journey. It's not for just supposed few who have been tired or had a burden to bear. We all come bearing something painful, don't we? A sadness, a worry, an ache. We all have our wounds, our hurts, our brokenness. We bear not only our pains, but also the pain of our loved ones. Maybe we are worried about a cousin who is terminally ill, a nephew who is recently diagnosed with cancer, or a grandson who decided to hitchhike his way to California. Maybe our spouse. Maybe our children. Sometimes the dents are obvious to everyone, and sometimes we are pretty good in hiding them. But all of us are dented. All of us are dented, some way or the other. Each of those dents bring to mind a memory or fear of losing someone or something so important that our breath catches at the very sight of it, very thought of it. These dents, my friends, make us who we are. They make us human. Let us gather this morning ourselves at the Lord's table. Our Lord waits on us there. He invites us, saying, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Jesus acknowledges our dents, our worries, our burdens, and we are allowed to let it down, our weariness, our burdens, at the foot of the cross. And as we come to the altar, Jesus serves us with his wounded hands, his dents. Come home, all who are weary, come home, let us find our rest in God.